This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
President Obama touched on several economic themes in his State of the Union speech last night: jobs, the middle class, health care, and something he's been talking quite a bit about recently, income inequality.
Inequality has deepened. Upward mobility has stalled. The cold hard fact is that even in the midst of recovery, too many Americans are working more than ever just to get by, let alone to get ahead.
To discuss this, we've got Sheldon Danziger. He's president of the progressive think tank, the Russell Sage Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president talked a lot about income inequality in the State of the Union. Do you think any of the things he laid out will begin to address the income gap?
Well, they will certainly begin to address the income gap. The minimum wage is lower than it was in the late 1960s, if one adjusts for inflation. And I also liked that he referred to an employer from Minnesota who raised the wages of his workers. And it would be great if a large corporation like Walmart voluntarily raised their minimum wage.
You know, economists have had a tough time definitively linking inequality to lowered economic growth. That's a question that sort of hangs out there. And I wonder if this is a tough argument for the president to make to folks who don't see eye to eye with him politically.
Well, we actually have pretty good evidence that if government does not do much, inequality increases. The best example of that is, since the recession ended, the stock market is back to close to all-time highs, yet wages have not budged for the median worker. So we have strong evidence that economic growth is not trickling down to the poor or even the middle class.
Sheldon Danziger, president of the Russell Sage Foundation, thank you so much.
Sure. Good talking to you.